Thank you. Good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, February 9th, 2021 at 7 p.m. And this is a regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska. Tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Assembly Member Morrison. Ann?
I was muted. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ann. I just want to take a second and welcome Bob Dalrymple, Assemblymember Dalrymple. Thank you very much for stepping up to the call here and serving yet again on the assembly. We really appreciate it. It's nice to have you back, sir.
Thank you.
Ceremonial matters. Tonight we have a proclamation for school board recognition. And I will read that out. Whereas the mission of the public schools is to meet the diverse educational needs of all children and to empower them to become competent, productive contributors to a democratic society and an ever-changing world. And whereas the school board members are dedicated to the success of our public schools, the students who attend them, and work closely with educational professionals, parents, and other community members to promote excellence in student learning and academic achievement. And whereas local school board members are committed to children and believe all children can be successful learners and the best education is tailored to the individual needs of the child. And whereas local school board members contribute their time and talents to our communities and work closely with parents, educational professionals, and other community members to create the educational vision we want for our students. And whereas local school board members are responsible for ensuring the structures provides a solid foundation for our school systems. And whereas local school board members ensure the assessment of students, school staff, and educational programs and are accountable to community. And whereas local school board members are strong advocates for public education and are responsible for communicating the needs of the school district to the public and the public's expectations to the districts. I urge all citizens to join me in recognizing the dedication and hard work of Wrangell school board members and in working with them to mold an education system to meet the needs of both today and tomorrow's children. Now, therefore, I, Stephen Prasanka, Mayor of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, do hereby declare my appreciation to the members of the Wrangell School Board and do by hereby declare the month of February 2021 School Board Recognition Month. So I just take a quick second and recognize that our own Assembly Member Gilbert is also a member of our school board and pulls double duty. And we really appreciate, Patty, all that you do for your community. So thank you very much. And to all the other school board members, thank you as well. Kim, could you call the roll, please?
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
David Powell.
Here.
Corson.
Here.
Gilbert.
Here.
Dalrymple.
Here.
And Mayor Prasanka.
I'm here as well. And Kim, do you have anybody signed up for persons to be heard?
No, Mr. Mayor, I don't have anybody signed up for persons to be heard.
Thank you. Is there any amendments to the agenda?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please go ahead, Assemblymember Powell.
I'd like to make amendment to the agenda to remove 15A executive session. The negotiation team really has nothing to report on this right now.
It's been moved. Do we have a second to remove the executive session?
Second, Howe.
Been seconded by Howe. Thanks. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
Corson.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Ryan Howe.
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Yes. Number five, conflict of interest. Does anybody have a conflict to declare? If I could please ask that the deputy mayor step into the chair. I have a conflict to declare on item number, it would be item 13C, which has to do with the Crystal Lake Hatchery. I'm a shareholder in my son's fishing business and he fishes those fish along with all the other fishermen in Wrangell that are produced in the hatchery. So I'd like to declare that.
Thank you for declaring a possible conflict of interest, but I feel that you do not have a conflict. You belong to a class of citizens who partake of that hatchery. So there's no conflict pending any disagreement by the assembly.
Thank you very much, Assemblymember Gilbert. Okay, any other conflicts of interest? Hearing none, item six, consent agenda. There's a motion for the consent agenda.
I move that we accept the consent agenda as presented.
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Item number seven, Borough Manager's Report. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I have a couple of items I want to start out with before I ask Jamie Roberts to give the COVID-19, a brief COVID-19 report. The first is that the Capital Facilities Department relocated from the Armory Building to the Wrangell Municipal Light and Power Building yesterday. And so they have officially moved, and we will be coming forward with an updated plan for the disposal of the Armory Building. And I know there was concern by the assembly that that hadn't taken place, so that is done. The other thing I want to mention is just you got a very robust report on efforts that were being made by the water department related to water quality at the last meeting. But I wanted to just, there is no additional update other than to say that we are awaiting the test results of the January test. Those test results, once the tests have been sent off, normally take about 6 weeks. So I think we're somewhere still between 3 and 4 weeks out for results. So I just want to let the assembly know that, and the listening public know that as soon as we get those results, we will share them. The other item of interest is that back a handful of months ago, a couple of our public works crew brought some information to the administration regarding a potential tire shredding machine or tire cutting machine that would allow for us to break down the huge pile of tires we have and get rid of those. Administration actually took that information to CSWA, the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority group. CSWA has some money in the bank, some grant funds, and they have just reported back that they are actually going, CSWA is going to be purchasing a tire shredder, and our new public works director, Tom Wader, can confirm this, that we'll be able to travel around to the different communities. So we're gonna be able to get rid of those tires, we're gonna be able to shred those tires or break those tires down, so that they can be shipped out more economically, and we're gonna be able to get rid of those things. So that's huge. And I just wanna give a shout out to Dave Briner and to Jeff Rooney for bringing that to our attention, because had they not brought that up, that may not have happened. So I'm really appreciative of that. The other item I wanna mention is that Yuri Bezubenko, our new police officer, started on Monday, and we'll make sure that he comes to an assembly meeting, whether in person or via Zoom in the near future, so that the assembly and the community can meet him. So we welcome Yuri. He has relocated from Huna and is a full-fledged officer. So that is great. We're excited to have him here in the community. And with that, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to ask Jamie Roberts to go ahead and give a short COVID-19 report, please.
Jamie?
Good evening, Mayor, Borough Assembly, and Borough Manager. So just going to give you our brief COVID update, and this is taking into consideration the last 2 weeks, so since the last report was given to you all. At the statewide level, over the last 2 weeks, we've seen just 2,344 cases, 20 hospitalizations, and 2 deaths. It's been a marked improvement from, you know, this time about a month ago, where we were seeing probably double those number of cases and hospitalizations over 100, and our deaths in the double digits. So it's been nice to see a downward trend. You know, the state is divided into 11 regions. And in terms of the state alert levels, 8 of those regions are in high, and that includes the Ketchikan and Prince of Wales region right now. 2 are in intermediate and 1 is in low, and that's us. So yay, got good news. Taking a look at our hospital situation, at the statewide level, there's 44 ICU beds available, and of particular interest are the Anchorage and Southeast area beds, and Anchorage currently has 10 and Southeast has 9. For vaccinations statewide, there's been 110,626 people vaccinated. And of that number, more than 40% of those people have been fully vaccinated. So, we're on our way. Taking a look at the Southeast region in particular, and remember, these are over the last 14 days, most of Southeast is looking pretty good with the exception of Ketchikan. So Wrangell currently has 0 active cases. And, our other communities like Craig and Sitka and Petersburg have anywhere from 1 to 4 cases. Ketchikan, on the other hand, has had 47 cases over the last 2 weeks. They went from a low risk level to a high risk level pretty fast. And most of those are attributed to spread due to bars, weddings, and churches. And so they're kind of in a situation where they're trying to really control the spread right now in Ketchikan. Some other news I want to share with you is, thanks to SEARCH, our local vaccination numbers, right now we have 729 Wrangell residents that have been vaccinated. More than half of those have completed the 2-dose series. And as of right now, anybody who wants to get a vaccine can do so. You just sign up. So it's wide open to anyone that is of the correct age to receive that vaccination. So you just need to go through that SEARCH portal, register, you'll sign up for an appointment, and be on your way. So that's great news that we've hit that point there. Around the state, we've seen some larger outbreaks happening in the seafood industry, particularly in the Aleutian area, the Akatan, where they've had, over half of their seafood workers have tested positive. That's a little concerning as we're starting to look at in Southeast opening up our seafood industry. And along with that, of importance is that the state emergency declaration is set to expire at 12:01 a.m. on January 15th. And so what we're seeing now is there's likely going to be a gap in coverage. And what will happen is that declaration would go away. All the health mandates that are currently under that declaration would change to health alerts, and anything that was previously a requirement will now be a recommendation. And this is concerning statewide. It's concerning for Wrangell, and because what that means is all of the traveler restrictions that have been in place will no longer be a requirement. They'll just be a strong recommendation. And as we've seen over the last several months, more than 2,000 cases of COVID had been detected through that airport testing statewide. So it's really an important part of being able to protect communities. It also removes our seafood industry protective orders, as we're going to look at opening up the cannery very soon. In fact, Petersburg just had announced a case today or yesterday that came out of their preseason testing for their seafood industry. So as part of their employee testing, they were able to detect a recent case. It also means that those workforce mitigation plans will not be a requirement. And it also means that the state will be unable to fill any resource requests that they don't already have on hand. So if they have it in their cash, they can send it to us. If they don't, they don't have a way to procure it. At the state level, it's even more concerning because it really affects the ability to administer the vaccine in many of the communities around the state. That whole framework will go away. Their ability to bring in healthcare workers to alleviate shortages goes away. The use of the Alaska Airlines Center for the monoclonal antibody infusion center could go away. And really, this emergency declaration is really about having access to resources and the flexibility to respond to the pandemic and to recover to the pandemic. So today, the Senate Bill 56, it was heard in the Health and Social Services Committee of the Senate. It has now moved on to, it'll move on to the Labor and Commerce Committee, then followed by the Senate Finance Committee. So really it's it would take a miracle for it to even be able to go through by the deadline. So we are looking at a gap. And the state has said, you know, this is a really good time to bring out those mitigation plans, make sure you have solid ones in place, because it's going to be up to us to really protect our community during that gap time. And then the intent will be, you know, once a bill goes through, that they'll bring back all those health mandates. They're going to keep the infrastructure in place. So airport testing will be in place. They're going to keep those contracts. So we still have the ability to do those. It's just, they're just recommended instead of required. And then the last thing I just want to leave you with is just a few items that the EOC has been working on. We really just continue to stay engaged at the state level among all topics related to COVID and make sure that we pass along that pertinent information to the city, to the schools, to our local residents, making sure that we continue to submit our resource requests and get resources where they're needed. We're also working on the FEMA public assistance application, and that's going well. We're getting great assistance from the state. We're meeting weekly with them. They've been an incredible help along the way. We'll continue to put out community messaging through our website, through Facebook, through KSDK updates, through the Sentinel. And then we've also been working with city departments that interact with the public to make sure that their mitigation plans are solid and that any input they need from us. We're working with the schools with, they have athletes traveling every weekend. And so really just providing them with an update of what's happening so that they can make informed decisions. And up next for us will be engaging with the seafood industry and the cruise ship industry, if that's a possibility. So that's what I have for you. If you have any questions, maybe I could answer them.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate your update. Does anybody have any questions for Jamie? I'm not seeing anything. Jamie, Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a manager's legislative update on the list here. I did go over the vast majority of what I wanted to report on during the work session, so I don't necessarily want to rehash that. I will say, unfortunately, the House is still not organized, which is disturbing, but they aren't still, and hopefully that will come to an end in the near future. The budget and revenue sources, as we talked about, sales tax versus an income tax, or a suite of tax changes that include sales tax, income tax, and maybe some industry taxes like oil and gas tax, maybe what is on the plate for helping bridge that budget gap. So we'll be watching that very carefully. There are a number of other bills in play, like the GEO bond bill, House Bill 74, and others, and we will continue to get that information out to the Assembly, and I'll start giving a legislative update regularly at the meetings and fill you in with KYPs in the interim, but it's certainly difficult times for the legislature. Budget has to be first and foremost.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, I do have two other items I would like to bring your attention to. You received in and amongst the other reports a Nolan Center standby generator project report and a high school and middle school fire alarm project updates. And those laid out a path forward that the administration intends to take. And we need response from the Assembly if there are concerns with regard to those approaches. Otherwise, we're going to proceed as was reported.
Okay, so are folks comfortable with signing off on those approaches tonight? I mean, it's almost like it should be an action item, but Assemblymember Powell, do you have a question?
Well, go ahead and do what we're doing here first, and I'll have a question before we get out of the manager's report.
So I'm not used to something coming up in a report format, and then that we're approving an action from that. I'm used to seeing it sort of coming forward with a. Are you just looking for the thumbs up that we're willing for you to continue
right.
on with that, or
we will have to come back to you with action items for these things? What we wanted to make sure is if we were headed down a path that was completely outer limits for you, okay. we would change direction.
All right, sounds good. Okay. Does anybody have a specific comment about why you would not want to see this course of action taken. Mm-hmm. From our silence, I would say you got thumbs up.
Okay, thank you.
Lisa, I also like to see some kind of report on where we're at with delinquents accounts and property tax foreclosures. I thought we had a few that we were supposed to be doing last year.
We'll get an update on property tax foreclosures.
Thank you.
Thanks, Assemblymember Powell. Anyone else, questions or comments for Lisa? Okay. Lisa, hey, anything else? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
My hand's up here. I just want to say I appreciate the police statistics report, the breakdown of it and how it looks. It's it really makes it, it's a really visual, and it makes it clear all the hard work our police do to keep our community safe and secure. So I appreciate that.
For sure. Anybody else, any other thoughts or comments on the borough manager's report? Okay, not seeing anything. We'll move on to the city clerk's report. Kim.
Other than what's in my report, reported in there, I do not have anything further to add.
Kim, did you look into the fire marshal issues with having seats in the hallway?
So Dee Dee was here, Captain Spray was here this morning before she left to go on the jet. And so I grabbed her as she was walking out the door. And so she did say that having something in a hallway is really not allowed. So my approach, I had Jamie came in this morning and kind of did a walkthrough on my mitigation plan. And the only real option that we have is I can fit 6 chairs in the lobby area, 6 feet apart. And I think that's a really good option. I would just need to do a robust public notice to let people know how that would look, and still encourage members of the public who wish to speak under persons to be heard or speak in front of the assembly or whatnot to do so via Zoom, since the space is absolutely limited. And the 6 members would be members of the public as well as staff members. So, and that does not include the assembly. So even if there's only 4 assembly members, that 6 still would be 6 of the public members in the lobby.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for comments for Kim? Appreciate your hard work on that, getting it set up, Kim. It'll be nice to get back in person. Sure. Okay, moving on. Mayor and Assembly business. Does anybody have any reports or comments to make? Yep, Assemblymember Howe.
This is my first business, so it's kind of neat. I wrote it down because I wanted to make sure, because I'm smarter in writing. I just would like to recognize the school district, the parents, students, teachers, staff, and administrators for keeping the school open without any interruptions and giving our students an opportunity that few students in America have right now. My own children have benefited from this. They get to come to school every day and learn with their friends from adults in person rather than on screens and Zoom meetings. And I have to believe that in addition to the incredible work of their teachers, the gains they are making are possible because they have been afforded the consistency and community of an in-person learning environment. Our school district began this year with a lot of uncertainty, lots of regulatory burden, large groups of people together, indoor spaces, equipment shortages, enrollment decline, and flat funding. But through all that, the school district stayed open for business thanks to the tireless efforts of the people I mentioned above, the teachers, students, staff, parents, and administrators of the district. There have been no infections in the student body, no infections in employees, 0 days lost to illness or quarantine, and 0 lost learning hours. In the state of Alaska, there are 4 school districts that have stayed open with no interruptions or closings, and we're one of them. We are very lucky, and it's already paying dividends. I'm very proud of our community, and I'm very proud of our schools. Thank you. That was all my business.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that. All right. Anyone else, reports or comments? I'm not seeing anything, so we will move on to item number 10, Mayor and Assembly appointments, there are none. Item 11, public hearing, there is none. Item 12, unfinished business, there is none. Item 13A, an ordinance number 986 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 5.10.060, sale of surplus, obsolete, or unneeded personal property in chapter 5.10 of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 986 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on February 23rd, 2021.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second, Howe.
Okay, it's been moved, seconded by Howe. Lisa, do you want to bring us up to speed on this?
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to defer to the Clerk Lane. She's the one that has been pulling all of this information together.
Excellent. Clerk Lane, please go ahead.
So this is being brought before you and it's first reading to change the code section. Currently, the code section relating to surplus requires the assembly to approve any surplus that we are wishing to provide available to the public as deemed as unnecessary for our the city. So I actually reported on the public surplus platform at the last meeting. And again, I'm really excited about it. I explained it in the agenda statement, kind of what it does and how it would benefit us. As I reported last time, the school actually uses this platform and there's a few other municipalities around Alaska who also use it. And I believe that it would help us with regards to time and money and I mean, just all sorts of things. And I don't believe that things that are worth a dollar should come to the assembly for approval to surplus. But what this is doing, this ordinance change would be to bring things in a resolution form to the assembly if it's valued at $5,000 or more for assembly approval. I will note that in looking at Juneau's code, theirs is like $250,000 or more. But I think $5,000, I think the assembly should approve that. So we don't often have, if something's worth $5,000 or more, we're probably going to keep it. Kind of my opinion. So in any event, that's where we're at.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Clerk Lane? Assemblymember Morrison?
One more thing. We're also going to bring the policy and the procedure at the next meeting, at the second reading, for the assembly to approve as well, because that is talked about in the agenda statement. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I think this is an appropriate time to be doing something like this because I don't know what we're going to end up with as surplus in the old hospital, but to have something out there on a constant site where we, you know, it's there and we don't have to worry about it anymore, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? I'm not seeing anything. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry about that. That was Ryan Howe. David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Item 13B.
Vote yes for me, Dave.
Dalrymple, yes.
Oh, did we miss Bob?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness, Bob. For speaking and you're already being excluded here.
I'm so sorry, Bob.
Good for you for speaking up. Item 13B, resolution number 02-21-1561 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the wastewater fund by transferring $7,920 from the wastewater fund reserves to the wastewater permits, inspections, and compliance account, and authorizing its expenditures for the annual ADEC domestic wastewater system permit.
Move to approve resolution number 02-21-1561.
Moved. Do we have a second?
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. Lisa?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This item is an annual permit. It was inadvertently left out of the wastewater budget. And when the bill came in, our new public works director came to me and said, we don't have money in the budget for this. We explored it and realized we needed to do a budget amendment to get it in there. There is plenty of money in the wastewater reserves to accommodate this.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, seeing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisanka?
Yes. Sorry. Item 13C, resolution number 02-21-1562 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting an alternative allocation method for the fiscal year 2021 shared fisheries business tax program and certifying that this allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fisheries business activity and fisheries management in FMA 18 Central Southeast.
Move to approve resolutions number 01-21-1562.
Been moved by Powell.
Second by Gilbert, except it should be 02-21-1562.
Sorry. Thank you, Vice Mayor Gilbert. 02-21-1562. Lisa, do you want to walk us through this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the annual resolution that has to be passed so that Wrangell can receive its allocation of the shared fisheries business tax. We anticipated seeing about $10,000 this year, and as was reported at the last budget meeting when we talked about the harbor budget, Joyce had just received notification we were only going to get about $1,600. So that speaks to the abysmal situation related to the fishing, the fishing issues in our region. So it is what it is, and we just need to do this as a housekeeping process to get our money.
Thank you. Any questions for the city manager? Seeing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Corson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisanka?
Yes. Item 13D, resolution number 02-21-1563 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting Senate Bill number 60, an act establishing the sport fishing hatchery facilities account, establishing the sport fishing facility surcharge, and providing for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution 02-21-1563.
Thank you. It's been moved by Powell. Seconded by Morrison. Lisa, do you want to bring us up to speed, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you. This resolution is being brought forward in support of Senate Bill 60, which right now is the vehicle that is in place to help put money back in that would fund hatcheries in the state of Alaska. It's specific to a couple of different hatcheries, Crystal Lake being one of them. Crystal Lake is in the Petersburg area, and it is actually considered a sport fish hatchery, but as everybody here is aware, the broodstock that that helps create, I shouldn't say broodstock, the stock that is used to create the fisheries in Anita Bay that's so important for Wrangell and this area of the state comes from the Crystal Lake hatchery. So its closure is of huge impact to us here. And although it's our understanding Senate Bill 60 may not be the final vehicle that gets this done, it's what is in place now. So we're asking for a resolution to be passed in support of this. I did work with David Landis, the director of SARA, regarding this language, and basically used the resolution that Petersburg had drafted. I did make a couple of significant changes to the resolution. Petersburg's resolution did not carry any mention of commercial fishing importance in it, so that was added to our resolution. The other thing that we did is we added a section 2 here that addresses the potential that this may not be the vehicle, and so we would be able to use our resolution if there ends up being another bill, let's say something that's introduced in the House when they finally organize to address this. So we just wanted to make sure those areas were in there, but you can see by comparison to Petersburg's resolution, ours is just slightly different. And then there's a lot of additional information in here that David Land has provided as well, the background info.
Thank you. Any questions for Lisa? Not seeing anything. Kim, pull vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of the fiscal year 2022 budget calendar.
Move to approve fiscal year 2022 budget calendar.
Move by Powell.
Second, Gilbert.
Thank you. Lisa?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. What you're seeing is a budget calendar that is slightly different than what we've done in the past. And as I mentioned in the agenda statement, the mayor kind of challenged me to come up with a different way of looking at things rather than the, as much as I had to, hate to say it, ad nauseum budget work sessions that everybody has to go through, something that's a little bit different. So we've come up with a plan to give the budget information to the assembly 2 weeks prior to a work session date. A week prior to the work session, we're going to expect any questions from the assembly so that we as administration can answer those and be prepared to present them at the work session and prior if we have the ability to answer it ahead of time. But we feel like that will cut down on the number of work sessions and it will provide for a more streamlined yet still very transparent approach. The other thing that I will add is just the note at the bottom here that we've got the statutorily required dates in here for school budget information. But if the school submits their budget to us early, like they did last year, we will have to have a special meeting in there because we have to approve the school budget within 30 days of them submitting it to us. And thanks to Assemblymember Powell, we did not miss that date last year, even though administration was not paying as much attention as we should have been.
Excellent. Any comments or questions for the city manager? Okay, I'm not seeing anything. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13F, approval to write off delinquent harbor accounts and forward to collection agency.
Move to approve writing off delinquent harbor accounts and forwarding to collection agency.
Moved by Powell.
Morrison second.
Morrison seconded. Lisa, you want to walk us through this, please?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is us. These are accounts that have been unable to be collected by the harbor staff, and we're going to write those off, send them to a collection agency, so hopefully that we can get a portion of those. As I said, as was said in the agenda statement, this does not include the amounts for those vessels that are currently under impound. And we will, as part of the delinquent accounts, we'll bring that back to you at the second meeting of the month next month so that you can see those. But those are undergoing a separate process. And we spoke to the attorney about those and he said, obviously impound boats are under a different process. So don't write them off right now.
Okay. Any questions for the city manager on that?
Just a question. Lisa, do you know how many boats we have under impound?
I saw the list. Steve may be able to answer that. It's probably 9 or 10, Steve, is that about right?
Yeah, as of right now, I think that's at 9.
Okay. May I ask Steve another question?
Yeah, through the chair, please.
Yes, through the chair. I noticed that there were two derelict boats gone from Shoemaker. Have those been taken out and just done away with?
They've been put into storage until the impound process.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Any other questions?
Mr. Mayor, I will just add, and Steve can report on this, we did just sell one boat that has gone through the impound process. We didn't get the original amount requested, but someone put in an offer and we counteroffered and the person accepted that counteroffer. So Steve, do you want to talk about that?
Mr. Miller?
Yeah, well, we're kind of happy. I did a fairly thorough background check with the guy to make sure that we were going in the right direction by contacting the Juno. And they said he was an upstanding person, so we'll give him the chance to rebuild the boat. Kind of happy about that.
Excellent. Thank you. So Lisa, when somebody is sent to collections and if we're unable to collect from them, then do we have a policy in place that says we will not rent you a slip any longer and you will not, you'll be cash only in the harbor?
No, Mr. Mayor, but that's a very good.
We have to clean up these policies. We cannot go through and have the amount of money owing that we've had. I really want to see that happen. I know I've spoken with Assemblymember Powell about it, and it just, it has to get done. That if you don't pay your bill, you're not going to get a slip on credit. You can prepay, or I don't know. We've got to do something. There's no penalty for not following through with the commitment. Thank you. Any other questions for the city manager? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes, and that's everything for new business tonight. And item 14 is the attorney's file. It's available for the assembly to review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15 is an executive session, and we amended the agenda not to have the executive session tonight. And item 16 is adjournment, and we will adjourn at 9:41 p.m. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you.
7:41.
Good night. 7:41. So, sorry. time. About time. But I'm all messed up. Thanks, guys.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.